This is Chanel Bunger with the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. And today I'm excited to speak with our weekly guest, Matt Wolf, partner at RSM. Matt, thank you as always for joining me. Why don't you take it away and tell us about some of the things that you're seeing out there?
Thanks, Chanel. Happy to. So, one of the larger trends that we're kind of keeping tabs on is the democratization of investment into private markets. And, this is not necessarily a new topic, right? There have been changes really to the rules around accredited investors, but, we think and are observing that as we move from sort of a macroeconomic environment that was significantly dictated by Federal Reserve monetary policy to more of an anti-fragile type of economy where different sectors are going to have different movements, and it's more informed, the kind of economic returns are more informed by, say, fiscal policy and the inflation environment. Investors want more access to different companies, and we haven't been in this kind of environment, this sort of anti-fragile environment, for 20 years or so. And in that time, we've lost a significant number of public companies, right? There are many fewer public companies now than there were 20 years ago, the last time economic returns were so informed by inflation and fiscal policy. And so investors want access to these private markets, and we're seeing interesting things, interesting democratization of that. For example, one, there's a company that recently IPO'd where their whole sort of business model is around buying equity incentives from employees of late stage private companies and, selling shares and sort of this overall holding company that owns these options to retail investors because it is a publicly traded company. So, are we going to see a dozen more of those types of companies? I don't know, but I know we will see more ways for sort of quote unquote everyday investors to access the private markets because they are going to be a huge driver of economic returns going forward, right, as we navigate this new macroeconomic policy, right? We're also seeing other sort of funding vehicles trying to bypass a traditional sort of large institutional LP investor type of framework to give other investors access to sort of traditional private equity roll-up strategies. There's a lot of interesting things going on in the markets now. I can't say, and I won't say necessarily, we won't make the call yet about which of these models will be successful and which won't, and again, sort of democratizing access to the private markets. But I will say that as we evolve into this environment again, where economic outcomes are more determined by fiscal policy and inflation policy, and it's more based, or not even just inflation policy, but just kind of the state of inflation, right? And it's more based on sort of specific sectors in recession or expansion at specific times. That's so much more activity than what can be captured in, the S&P 500 than in an index, right? I guess to contrast that to the prior regime, as we do so often on this program, if you wanted outsized returns, you needed to have access to invest in, kind of high option, high sort of standard deviations away from expected outcomes. And that really wasn't available for everybody. So what most people did for over the past 15 years, and the way to get those economic returns, was invest in a passive sort of strategy and you'll make a good return. We're getting away from that environment, and that's what's driving more and more of the investing public into private markets, right? They want this access. And we think that this is a trend that will continue for the next 5, 10 years or longer, however long we're in this macro cycle. And so we're going to see some interesting ways that access to these private markets gets democratized. Whether it's one model or another or something else, I can't say, but it's something that we're definitely watching. I think it has implications for how traditional private equity, how traditional asset managers operate. And it'll be exciting to watch it evolve and see what it means for everybody playing in this space.
Absolutely. Well, Matt, thank you as always for joining me and sharing your insights on all these important things and for joining me once again on the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, Chanel.